that he might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, when our Lord was born, new era in mankind truly started. And we remember this new era and the start of it every single year when we start the new calendar year on January 1st. As we heard previously, in the times of the Old Testament, that was the times of waiting and expectation, longing for a Redeemer. And the Old Testament, it was also the time of warning, the time of judgment. But this new era, marked by the birth of Christ, that was to be the time of grace and reconciliation. Furthermore, the old law was meant for one nation who would remain faithful to God in the midst of the old nations of the world. But the new law that was meant for all the nations and all the people, and not just for all the people of that time of Christ's birth, but to all the nations, all the people, and all the persons, all through the end of times. If the old covenant was the covenant of grace, with the birth of Christ, we went to that of the covenant of grace, the new time, new era, and indeed the final era of mankind that started at the birth of this lovely child. And those just men who had lived before the birth of Christ, how much they longed for this new time, for this new era. They had prayed for centuries and indeed millennia that the clouds might rain down the just one and the earth might bud forth the Savior. And 400 years before the birth of Christ, Malachias, the last of the Old Testament prophets, he could not restrain his joy at the near approach of the Messiah. He told the Jews that the temple should soon be closed forever, and the fires on their altars would be extinguished, because their offerings had ceased to be pleasing to God. But as we heard previously, the Jews, rather than put their hope to the mercy of God, put their hope in force. They called in the Romans to decide their quarrels. And the Romans, a great and powerful nation, settled the dispute by taking possession of all the Holy Land. And on its throne, they placed Herod, a stranger, a tool of the Roman Emperor. But that was to be a sign, as you heard, would be contradicted, that the time of the Romans, the time of Herod, was about to be end. The Messiah, King of all nations, would now be born. When we have started now the new year, we learned that it's important to spend this year well. We are so used to counting times, going from day to day, from month to month, from year to year, that sometimes we forget that we indeed live on a borrowed time. Time is something which has been created by God. God doesn't live in time. He lives in eternity. And one day, just like there will be no world anymore, there will be no time. Time is a precious gift which we are called to use well. And how do we spend this time and this year well? We shouldn't just keep Christ in Christmas. No, we must keep him every day. And we do this by means of devotion and by the means of reparation. This Savior, even as a little child, he shed his blood for our sake, so that our sins might be forgiven. That marked the end of the time and power of sin, and that also marked the end times start. This world, it will not last. And indeed, the devil, he is called the prince of this world. But at the coming of the Redeemer, all his schemes, all his elaborate plans against God, they were brought to nothing. And even though it might be scary, and it might seem that we have so many things to be afraid of, we shouldn't be, because we have been baptized into be among his nation, the nation of this Redeemer. Do you remember that when you were a little child, you were often afraid and scared of many things outside your home, or even when something scary happened in your home, you might start to cry in your distress. But then your mother came and she took you in her arms, consoled you and comforted you, and immediately you knew that as long as you were in your mother's arms, everything would be all right. That's a good and childlike devotion to our Heavenly Father and to his mother Mary. No matter how the world might seem to be, we are children of God. We are in the arms of Mary, and we know that everything will be all right. So do you have great desire to be a child of God? Do you have great desire for the truth which has been revealed to us through Jesus Christ? Then know that if you love him, he will also redeem you. And it's with your devotion and with your acts of reparation, how you show to your dear Redeemer that you are his child. And they never need to be any big things among within the measure cup of the world, that is. Christ and Mary and Joseph, the Holy Family, they were also very humble and modest family. When Holy Family was living here on this earth, very few even knew that they existed at all. And those who did know it, they noticed nothing special in them. They were honest, hard-working, God-fearing, and God-loving family. So, dear faithful, at the start of this year, remember how good it is to be a child and a little child of God Almighty. From Bishop Dolan, we got this lovely inheritance of devotion and reparation. Many people think that when the world has gone astray, it is man's job to fix it. And then almost always they will be disappointed. But no matter how much men are disappointed with the world, with all the wars, property crisis, immorality, the world is always given a second chance. But very few are willing to give God even the first chance, not to mention a second one. We, his children, children of Mary, we don't need to give God chances, because he has already showed his great love to us with the birth of this dear child. In no other name there exists redemption except in the name of Jesus. In him, there is our hope, expectation, and our salvation. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.